Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says 2019 will not be the best year for agriculture across the state. Haney recently provided an update on agriculture and trade in the Bluegrass State.
We're winding up the harvest a little ahead of schedule from what we normally are. That's a good thing. Crops are not hardly yielding in some places what the desire would have been, hope would have been. But all in all, Kentucky's got a pretty good crop that we're just thankful to have.
And he adds prices have not helped very much this year.
Prices could certainly be better. Prices on beef, cattle, and livestock right now are very unacceptable, but again, we're trying to hope for the best and move forward. We take the good with the bad. If there's anyone optimistic ever, it's a farmer, and so we find ourselves right back in that again.
He noted farmers still remain optimistic during the tough years.
Some parts of the state have had a tougher time with weather this year than others, but at the same time, we're all in agriculture. We're all in it for the long haul, and we've had this before, and we'll probably have it again.
We'll talk trade in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says some increase in trading with Japan is good news for agriculture in Kentucky.
We're able to get beef and pork and all the things that we like to trade with Japan on, and now we're seeing some of that come to fruition. So we're really excited about that.
He adds work is still needed with China and other countries.
We need to be back trading with China again. We need to try to increase what we're doing in the European Union and the European nations and be able to get some more product into those and create some new markets in places like Southeast Asia and other areas that have high populations and looking for a more Americanized type diet. We need to be taking advantage of that.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.